This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden gave an address from the Oval Office to tout the passage of a bill to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and curb spending. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden said he will sign into law on Saturday the bill passed by Congress this week to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and curb spending after nail-biting negotiations. Both the Senate and the House of Representatives passed a bill that lifts the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default on the nation's debts as early as June the 5th.
Look, the only way American democracy can function is through compromise and consensus. And that's what I work to do as your president, you know, to forge bipartisan agreement where it's possible and where it's needed.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And in other headlines today, at least 288 people are killed and hundreds more injured in a three-train collision in India, the country's deadliest rail accident in more than 20 years. President Tayyip Erdogan is set to be sworn in as head of state after winning a historic runoff election to extend his two-decade rule for another 5 years as Turkey's economic woes worsen. Three Europeans released from detention by Iran arrive in Belgium, the latest in a series of prisoner swaps. The United States, Japan, and South Korea say they aim to share North Korean missile warning data before the end of 2023, following a meeting of their defense chiefs in Singapore. And heavy rains across parts of Japan have killed one person, with thousands of residents issued evacuation warnings. This is VOA News. Canada is facing a catastrophic spring wildfire season, with massive and powerful blazes out of control in all corners of the country, as well as thousands more people displaced. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Saudi Arabia next week at a time of touchy relations between Washington and its longtime Middle East ally, the State Department announces. Two close allies of Colombian President Gustavo Petro stepped down, embroiled in a scandal over the alleged illegal wiretapping of a nanny suspected by her boss of stealing a suitcase full of cash. In the U.S., two more members of the extremist group Oath Keepers have been sentenced for taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Two Florida men who stormed the Capitol with other members of the Oath Keepers group have been sentenced to 3 years in prison for seditious conspiracy and other charges. David Morshell, a neurophysiologist from Punta Gorda, and Joseph Hackett, a chiropractor from Sarasota, were convicted in January along with other members of the anti-government extremist group for their roles in what prosecutors described as a violent plot to stop the transfer of power from former President Donald Trump to President Joe Biden after the 2020 election. All told, nine people associated with the Oath Keepers have been tried for seditious conspiracy, and six were convicted. Norman Hall, Washington.
An issue with Chase Bank's online banking system caused big headaches for customers. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Just imagine if you noticed your rent was taken out of your bank account twice. That's what happened to customers of Chase's online banking services due to what they called a bug. Many Chase customers had posted on social media that their rent or bill payments were taken out of their account two times. They also reported hold times with customer service approaching more than an hour. The glitch was not fixed until late in the day Friday, with Chase telling customers that the bank was in the process of issuing refunds or reversing transactions to customers. I'm Shelley Adler.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs into law a ban on treatment for transgender minors, making his state the largest in the United States place restrictions on youth access to such care. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download to your mobile device. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.